SCP-3999. I am at the center of everything that happens to me. It's sometimes said that perception is reality, and for our typical existence, that might often be the case. The SCP universe has a tendency to change our rules, however, and reality is a much more fluid concept there. SCP-3999 is a complicated piece about both perception and reality, and what might happen when an entity can control both. This SCP is not like most others, and something will quite likely get lost in summarization. But let's begin. SCP-3999 is not written like a normal SCP report, and glancing through it will show partial sentences, ramblings, strike-throughs, and few clear answers. Before we go through the bulk of the report, it's probably best if I spoil the ending first, to give context to everything else. SCP-3999 is an entity capable of bending and changing reality to a high degree. This entity was somehow contained by the Foundation and placed in an airtight cell at the bottom of a kilometer-long shaft, lined with acid-resistant plates and Scranton reality anchors. A researcher, James Talarin, was assigned to SCP-3999 and disappeared almost immediately afterwards. His body was later discovered at the bottom of the containment cell, although no one had any knowledge of 3999's existence, and none of the Foundation databases showed any record of it. The bulk of the SCP-3999 document was found as a text file on Talarin's phone. So, 3999 is a highly powerful reality bender, but where is it? Why did Talarin die? And why does no one remember it? The answers are in the document, but not exactly cleanly spelled out. The report is basically evidence of a battle between the entity and Talarin, as this reality bender decided to take a special interest in this specific researcher. Let me read some text at the start to give you an idea. SCP-3999 cannot be contained at the present moment, and currently poses a ZK-class end-of-reality scenario. The most advisable course of action is for researcher Talarin, believed to be the focal point of SCP-3999, to remove himself from contact with all Foundation sites and personnel to avoid further collateral damage to Foundation property. It is theorized that if researcher Talarin is contained in an extremely secluded area, then the destructive capabilities of SCP-3999 will temporarily cease. Cease is crossed out, however, followed by stop, be contained, and preserve some remnants. It goes on to say that Talarin should be removed from all human contact, followed by suggesting Talarin to commit suicide, but that's also crossed out. Then it says Talarin cannot leave the Foundation, which is also crossed out, and replaced with saying Talarin should remove himself from contact with all animal life. Like I said, this is not typical of an SCP document, and it's easy to be left confused. These statements are the beginning of the process by which the entity is torturing Talarin. The entity is capable of bending reality to suit its whims, and it's conceivably powerful enough to accomplish anything it wishes, but it has set its sights entirely on Talarin. It proceeds to force Talarin to suffer, die, and watch others die, over and over for its own amusement. It describes sending trained Foundation agents to execute Talarin's mother and father, along with his sister. It discusses how Talarin was forced to watch as his sister was nailed to a wall and lit on fire. All of his colleagues that have had contact with Talarin are summarily executed or poisoned, including the O5 Council. The report then goes into containing 3999 in another SCP, 2432, an anomalous hotel room. This results in the creation of a dimensional anomaly that leads to an infinite hotel. A number of strange organisms exist in this alternate dimension, such as armor-plated wolves, large cephalopods called behemoths, and crabs using gutted PlayStation 2s as shells. Exploration teams also found an entity superficially resembling a human, called Researcher Talaran, but they executed it after it asked about SCP-3999. 3999 is removed from 2432, causing the alternate dimension to disappear, and the report continues. It continually alternates between keeping Talaran with 3999 and keeping him away from it, and occasionally having him terminated. Talaran has an interview with a Foundation doctor, but claims that he feels like he's in a dream. He says that reality is starting to feel less real. When he asks the doctor his name, the doctor apparently just makes a noise with his mouth, and Talaran becomes increasingly confused, wondering how a word could be redacted in a normal conversation. Talaran continually battles with 3999, attempting to remove himself from the situation or otherwise nullify 3999's power, but he's unsuccessful. The situations that 3999 involve Talaran in become increasingly strange, involving characters from Harry Potter, Candy, the Church of the Broken God, other SCPs, Patton Oswalt, Buddhism, and cats. At one point, Talaran is shown in 3999's containment cell from the format of a screenplay, as he slams on the door begging to be let out, saying that he's trapped. He finally says that he's trapped in whatever this place is with this thing, and there's no outside reality anymore, but he struggles to understand exactly what this thing is. It seems that Talaran is starting to gain some awareness of his predicament, and slowly gaining more control. He attempts to contain 3999 using a strange recursive joke, resembling the start of an aristocrat's joke, but it seems to fail. The text begins to show more attempts to contain 3999, using a melon, or a grave, or a roach motel. These attempts are all striked through and fail. Talaran continues to be tortured with tapeworms, executions, family deaths, inflation, and more nonsense. Talaran attempts to define 3999 as something besides a reality bender, proclaiming it to be things such as Mike Pence, several moldy blankets, SCP-055, a murderous penguin, Gary Gygax's kidney, a pillow, papaya and mango salad, brutalist architecture, and so on. These are all nullified. SCP-3999 is contained using the same procedures as SCP-2845, the deer, with all of the containment personnel being Talaran. The report descends even further into nonsense, repeating the word only a great number of times. Then we finally get an interview log between Talaran and SCP-3999, and Talaran claims that he's finally in charge. We don't get to see 3999's dialogue due to data corruption, but this is the most control we've seen from Talaran so far. We learn that 3999 has been torturing him for over 3 million years, but he's survived, as opposed to 3999, who he says has never lived at all. Talaran is numb to the horror and pain, and is prepared to keep fighting. It ends apparently with Talaran killing himself, which manages to kill 3999 as well, and reset things back to normal. The Foundation has no idea what 3999 is or was, and no record of it exists. So, we have a powerful reality bender that took a perverse interest in a specific individual and tortured him for 3 million years before the cycle was suddenly broken. This is certainly enough for an SCP, and isn't that dissimilar to the plot of I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. But SCP-3999 also carries another angle with it, a meta-angle. Essentially, 3999 represents the author themselves, going through the process of horror writing, subjecting characters to countless whims, but erasing them and trying something different, over and over. We get the best look at this angle in a box towards the bottom of the report, written from the author's perspective. They describe a few different SCP ideas they toyed with involving Talaran, but nothing was sticking. They couldn't get Talaran out of their heads, though, spending weeks thinking about ideas, until eventually they had an incident involving sleep paralysis. They hallucinated Talaran rising up at the foot of their bed, laughing and clutching a dagger. He was joined by a multitude of other horrors that the author had been thinking about for the last year, all various SCPs. They asked the author why they spent so much time bothering with idiotic horror creations. Talaran then took the dagger and disemboweled the author, and they woke up, followed by immediately writing SCP-3999. This is meant as a swan song for the author, the last thing they write for the SCP Wiki in order to break free from an addiction, just as 3999 was addicted to torturing Talaran. Meta concepts run all the way through the report, and I'd be lying if I said I understood them all, as many are unique to the author. SCP-3999 is undoubtedly a unique SCP, both in concept and form, and it has its share of both fans and detractors. There is an argument that it's less of an SCP and more of a tale, but its rating on the site speaks for itself either way. Lord Stonefish certainly poured themselves into this work, to a far greater degree than most SCP authors, and that seems to have worked out, at least as far as popularity is concerned. The SCP Wiki is filled with grotesque horrors and nightmares, and fans continually crave more, making us not that much different than SCP-3999 either.